Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to St. Luke in the second chapter. We'll hear the first seven verses. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the house of David called Bethlehem, because he was from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When you think of the smells of Christmas, we're walking through Christmas, exploring it through the five senses, and this week we come to the sense of smell. When you think about the smells of Christmas, what comes to mind for you? Christmas trees and evergreen. I heard baking and cinnamon from behind me. Quickly to my mind comes, the smell of cookies baking in the oven, the scent of apple cider simmering on the stovetop, the sweet notes of peppermint, the spiciness of cinnamon and ginger. The fresh smell of pine and cedar. And while all of those are nice smells and smells that bring back very particular memories, certainly for this time of year, they're not the smells we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about maybe some less common, but no less worthy smells of Christmas. In my visit to Bethlehem a few years ago, I visited the Church of the Nativity. Now, one of the very distinct memories I have of being in the Church of the Nativity is the smell of the grotto, the sort of underground cave sort of place where it is said that Jesus was born. I remember the smell of the grotto. And of that holy site. Now, the smell was a smell of incense. And that smell was recalled again a couple of days later. This time I was in Jerusalem and at the holy site called the Church of the Resurrection, which is where it is believed that Jesus was buried. That smell of incense is a particular type of incense, and it's called frankincense. Now, maybe that brings to mind a certain part of the Christmas story and the stories that surround the season of Christmas. Now, we have with us a bit of that scent of frankincense. So I'm going to bring it closer to you all, and if you can't smell it, you know where to find this after the service and get the scent, right? So this is the scent of frankincense. Now, who was it that brought frankincense to Jesus? Do you remember? The wise men. Yeah. The wise men also had another scent gift. Do you remember what the other scented gift?
Myrrh.
Yes, I did not bring you myrrh. Just frankincense today. But frankincense is one of the gifts that was offered by the wise men to Jesus when he was just a tiny babe. Now, this may be a familiar scent to some of you, but for others, this may have been the first time that you have smelled frankincense. Frankincense was given as a gift to Jesus because it is a symbol of holiness and righteousness. Frankincense, when you break the word apart, there's frank and incense. So frank is comes from a word meaning king. So king of incense. It's that special reserved incense for things that are holy and set apart. It was burned at the altar in the temple as a part of sacrifices. It's a scent that reminds us of the Messiah, the Holy One, the one who made the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Frankincense is a smell of Christmas that reminds us of the Holy One who comes among us to save us. One of the other smells of Christmas that might not be quickly associated, but is probably a familiar scent to you, is the smell of a baby. Particularly the smell of a baby just after a bath. Do you know the smell I'm talking about? Yeah, there's a particular scent that babies have. And we think about how Jesus came to the world to be Emmanuel, God with us. And I think of the smell of a baby. And it just makes me want to cradle the child in my arms and to take in that sweet scent. And I think most everyone, given the opportunity, would like to see a baby if they knew there was one around, and would probably be interested in holding the child if they were offered that chance. As a baby, there were a lot of people who came to see and perhaps even hold Jesus. The shepherds, the wise men, we're told that they come to see Jesus. And maybe they even got the chance to hold him. But they approach this child. But that hadn't always been the case with God. You see, this baby was God, God in flesh. And approaching God the way we approach babies and see them and hold them is very different than the Old Testament laws and practices that people were used to. You see, God was kept apart in the Holy of Holies, separated with a curtain, distant from the people. And yet, here God is, as a baby, cradled in arms, incredibly approachable, radically different, and yet present as a baby in the stable. Another smell of Christmas is that smell of the stable. We have the bales of straw here, and there would likely have been straw present with so many animals around in the stable. It would be used for their bedding or maybe even for food. And maybe Jesus had some straw for bedding as well his first night. But with so many animals present, straw probably wasn't the only smell present in the stable. There might have been the scent of manure. Both the scent of manure and the scent of straw remind us of the humility of Jesus and of Jesus' birth. The first people to visit Jesus were the night shift shepherds. They weren't even the day shift shepherds, but the night shift shepherds, the ones who lived on the outskirts of town, who made their living by watching animals, smelly animals, in the dark. They weren't the brightest or the best that Bethlehem had to offer. They weren't the most skilled or the classiest citizens of Bethlehem. But these night shift shepherds do help us to understand Jesus' ministry as he calls fishermen and tax collectors, sinners and the overlooked, to be his disciples and his friends. Even in his death, Jesus remains true to his humble birth by hanging on a cross. Jesus, in this humility, was not only fully divine, but also fully human. And that means there were other human smells that human babies have to offer the world. The smell of the dirty diaper. Many of us probably know that smell pretty well. But instead of wrinkling up our noses at the smell of a dirty diaper, what if we thought of the smell of a dirty diaper as the smell of Christmas and of love? Now stay with me here. I know that's a big leap, and you're going, no, there's no way that you can redeem a dirty diaper. All right, here we go. Jesus comes as love incarnate among us. Jesus takes on flesh and becomes human, just like us in every way except sin. Now, that means Jesus would have dirty diapers, and those dirty diapers would need to be removed and clean one put in its place. Now, this baby doesn't stay a baby boy forever. In fact, we know that this baby boy grows up and becomes a man. And 33 years after he is born, it comes to pass that Jesus is going to be crucified. And as they are preparing him for crucifixion, one of the things that happens is that all of Jesus' garments and undergarments are removed from him. And he is hung naked on a cross for all the world to see. And that, my friends, is love. Immense love for you and for me. So these smells of Christmas, the smells of frankincense and holiness, the smell of a baby and the approachability of that baby, the smell of a stable and the humility of that place, and the smell of a dirty diaper and God's immense love, each teach us just a little bit about who God is in relationship with us. God is holy. We know that from the smell of frankincense. But not so holy that God becomes completely untouchable. For God is with us. God hears us. God responds to us. God cares for us. And God loves us immensely. God comes to us, not only at Christmas, but over and over and over again, to remind us that we are never alone, that our sins are forgiven, and that we are loved immensely. Thanks be to God for the smells of Christmas. Amen.